Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In a world that often emphasizes instant gratification and quick fixes, it is crucial for us as believers to cultivate a broader perspective and live with wisdom and purpose. We are bombarded with distractions that can hinder our ability to see beyond the present moment, causing us to lose sight of the bigger picture. But through the guidance of God's Word, we can break free from the chains of short-sightedness and embrace a life of vision and significance. In this devotional, we will explore the dangers of short-sightedness and draw inspiration from both real-life examples and biblical teachings. As we listen, may we find renewed purpose, direction, and the joy that comes from living in alignment with God's greater plan for our lives in Jesus' name. Again, the topic is short-sightedness, and our Bible text is from Genesis chapter 25 verse 29 to 34.
Genesis chapter 25 verse 29 to 34. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." That is why he was also called Edom. Jacob replied, "First sell me your birthright." "Look, I am about to die," Esau said. "What good is the birthright to me?" But Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Verse 34. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright.
In a world consumed by distractions and instant gratification, it's easy to fall into the trap of short-sightedness. We often prioritize temporary gains and immediate pleasures over long-term goals and eternal values. Let me begin by sharing a story from the diary of a successful entrepreneur. In his memoir, he recounts a time when he was on the verge of bankruptcy. He had built a thriving business, but his fixation on short-term gains blinded him to the changing market trends. Despite warnings from his colleagues and mentors, he brushed them off, convinced that his current success would last indefinitely. Sadly, his business collapsed, leaving him with nothing but regret and a lesson learned too late. Short-sightedness is not a new phenomenon. It has plagued humanity for generations. From where we took our Bible text, in Genesis chapter 25 verses 29 to 34, we find an example of this in the story of Esau and Jacob. Esau, driven by his immediate hunger, exchanged his birthright, a long-term blessing, for a bowl of stew. He failed to consider the future implications of his impulsive decision and later experienced the deep regret of losing his birthright forever. Short-sightedness can cost us a lot, just like Esau. So we must be very careful about our choices and decision in life. In the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 6 verses 22 to 23, Jesus also warns us about the consequences of having unhealthy eyes, eyes that are fixated on worldly treasures and short-term gains. He emphasizes that if our focus is solely on earthly pursuits, our entire being will be consumed by darkness, devoid of the eternal light that truly matters. Taking a look into the story of Esau, we are compelled to examine our own lives. How often do we prioritize short-term gratification over long-term gain? Are we sacrificing our future blessings for immediate pleasures? Do we have a clear vision for our lives that extends beyond our present circumstances? The same way, reflecting on Jesus' teachings, we must ask ourselves some important questions. What are you going after in life? Are you pursuing immediate relief, pleasures, or fulfillment at the expense of long-term blessings in eternity? I don't know what struggles or temptations you face daily, but I urge you to take a moment and consider the impact of your choices. This message is not meant to condemn or discourage, but to awaken you to the danger of short-sightedness and redirect your focus toward what truly matters. To overcome short-sightedness, let us consider a few practical steps we can take. 1. Cultivate a vision. Take time to envision your life beyond the present moment. Set long-term goals and aspirations that align with your values. By having a clear vision, you can make decisions and choices that move you closer to your desired future. 2. Seek wise counsel. Surround yourself with mentors, friends, and family members who exhibit wisdom and can provide valuable guidance. Seek their advice when faced with important decisions, allowing their perspective to broaden your own. 3. Delay gratification. Train yourself to resist immediate impulses and practice delayed gratification. By learning to wait for the right time and making choices that serve your long-term goals, you cultivate discipline and build a foundation for future success. Across the Bible, God teaches us to remove our eyes from transient things of the world and focus on the eternal things that last forever. In Proverbs chapter 16 verse 3, the Bible says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans." Short-sightedness often stems from a reliance on our own understanding and limited perspective. We may hastily make decisions based on immediate desires or self-centered motives, neglecting the wisdom and guidance that come from seeking God's will. However, this verse reminds us of the importance of entrusting our plans and desires to the Lord. It teaches us that true success and fulfillment come when we align our lives with God's will and seek His guidance in all that we do. Also, in Colossians chapter 3 verse 2, Apostle Paul warned us, saying, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." This verse encourages us to have a long-term vision that goes beyond the temporary and transient nature of this world. It encourages us to prioritize eternal values and to align our thoughts and desires with God's kingdom. By setting our minds on things above, we develop an eternal perspective that shapes our priorities, decisions, and actions. We seek to honor God, cultivate godly character, and invest in relationships that have eternal significance. As you go today, take a moment to evaluate your priorities and the areas in your life where short-sightedness may have taken hold. Ask yourself these questions. Am I short-sighted in my pursuits, in career, business, and relationship? Spiritually, am I also investing in what truly matters in the long run or on the transient things of this world? Take a bold step today and commit yourselves to a positive step or action against short-sightedness. This could involve setting a new long-term goal, seeking advice from a mentor, or making a conscious decision to delay instant gratification for the sake of a greater future. Also, don't forget about eternity. Take conscious effort to invest in the things that lasts. Remember, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 verse 17, "And the world with its lust is passing away, but the one who does the will of God remains forever." May your journey be filled with purpose, wisdom, and an unwavering focus on the bigger picture in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. We appreciate you for the wisdom and guidance you provide through your word. We ask that you help us to overcome short-sightedness and embrace a vision for our lives that aligns with your purpose. Grant us the strength and discipline to resist immediate gratification and make choices that honor our long-term goals. Today, may we walk in the path of wisdom, guided by your Spirit, and experience the blessings that come from living with a broader perspective. Bless and guide us as we go today, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 10, chapter 11 and chapter 12. And for the evening, John chapter 13 verse 18 to 38. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.